This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So CBS Sports does a thing where they rank the worst teams in college football every week. The bottom 25. Very humbling to be thrown into that, lumped into that group. Kent State, number 25, then Monroe. Both of them are 2-3. Northwestern has made the list. They're on a bye this week. Thank God. They're 1-4. Purdue's 1-4. They're one of three Big Ten teams in the rankings. We'll get to the others. Obviously, Rutgers. Texas State is 21, tied for first in their division and ranked number 21 in the bottom 25. You know how bad you are. New Mexico's number 20. They're 2-3. Bob Davey, number 19. Georgia Southern. They won in overtime over South Alabama last week. Very exciting. Texas San Antonio's 2-3. The Roadrunners beat UTEP last week, but they're still in the bottom 25. Tennessee's number 17. We know what their problems are. They're too long to list. UCLA is 16. They're 1-5. And they're the doormat of the Pac-12 now. Colorado State, 1-5. The Rams have lost four straight after San Diego State beat their ass. I covered with that one. Northern Illinois is number 14. They're 1-4. Old Dominion, 13. UNLV, 12. The Rebs are 1-4. When aren't they 1-4? 11, South Alabama's 1-5. Rutgers is number 10. Georgia Tech's 1-4. They're number 9. Wow, what a disaster they are there. And Bobby Dodd down in Atlanta. What's happened to Georgia Tech? Paul Johnson's gone, right? That's what happened. Vanderbilt is number 8. UConn is 1-4. They're number 7. UTEP, number 6. Rice, number 5. They're 0-6. They lost to UAB by 15 last week. They're on a bye this week, thank God. UMass is number 4. They're 1-5. Bowling Green lost 52-0 to Notre Dame. They're 1-4. They're number 3. Number 2, New Mexico State is 0-6. They lost to Liberty last week. And Akron is the worst team in college football at 0-5. Had last week off after losing to UMass 2 weeks ago. That was UMass's only win. What a disaster, these losing teams. And then we barely talked about college football last night, about the games that went down. After you saw Ohio State, Carver High, what they did to Michigan State, beating them 34-10 with an emphatic thud. Michigan State going to Columbus and just a thud, the performance. After everyone raves about their defense and everything else, I will give them this. They kept Ohio State from scoring, 58, 65 points, which is what they do to everybody else. So you got to give them credit, but they still got their ass beat and they didn't cover.
Yeah, look, I know that they beat up Michigan State and they've beat up Nebraska and they've beat up Indiana. And I'm not saying that they're not a good team, but it's almost time to really play, okay? It's almost time to put the chips on the table. Now, to be fair, I should give Ohio State credit for this. The last 2 years, they've lost some of these games that, quote, were easy wins for them.
Right.
And that's the reason why they did not play in the playoff the last 2 years, whether it be Iowa, the Purdue game last year, et cetera, the last couple of years. So credit to them for doing that. But it's almost time because they've got Wisconsin coming down the pike. They've got Penn State later on, and they've got Michigan at the end. So they still got big games. They're going to get there a couple more easy wins with, Maryland and Rutgers and stuff like that. But they've got their three tests, their three real tests on the season. They're coming.
How good do you think?
And that's when we'll know.
How good do you think Penn State is? They beat Purdue 35-7. Purdue had two of their best players out, their quarterback and their receiver.
Same thing for Penn State, like I just said, with Ohio State. It's almost time to see who's really coming to play. Because now, at Iowa, then Michigan, They've got Ohio State then a couple weeks after that. Well, Ohio State's actually late November. They're playing them. But I haven't, you know, they've taken care of business, but have they beaten anybody good?
Michigan lost, of course, to Wisconsin, but they've rebounded and won. They beat Rutgers, and then they beat Iowa. Now they go to Champaign. Do you think they're back on track? Or do you
possibly
think they're just phony?
Possibly.
Possibly.
But they've got, you know, we're going to find out about them, too.